55001. This series of photographs was taken for the purpose of having a record of the disassembly process and to make sure that we reassembled the hole calculator correctly. This is the upper dial, the Dominical number dial, and shows its operating lever and pull. I've already removed its pivot screw or shouldered screw, and of course we can see the return springs and the pull return springs. This is the lower portion of the mechanism. Interesting is this little bent bracket right in the center of the photograph through which the brass rod passes, the rod ending kept in place with a taper pin. This provides a more or less parallel motion for the feed pull for the first day of the week of the year dial. We can also see counterweighted pulls. They are used extensively in this mechanism. 55003, the inside of the front frame, showing on the lower left hand side the intermediate gear between a dial and the center Easter date disc, and of course also a few non-return pulls. 55004, the balance of the mechanism with the front plate removed. Right below the main center wheel we can see a jointed lever to reverse the direction of feed for the left hand lower ratchet wheel. Also of interest to note is the operating lever in the foreground, the going from the crank up to the center uppermost dial is quite considerably bent to provide clearance around various arbors. 55005, here we see the divided rocking lever. Also notice the left hand portion of the lever is numbered 28, which corresponds with the matching ratchet wheel. This process carries through, or principle carries through, on all the assemblies pertaining to any specific dial. 55006, here we have the other end of the rocking lever, also stamped 19. It's operating pull, which of course has fallen down because the ratchet wheel is not in place. Of note of course is the pressed flat operating levers, and also a pull right in the foreground whose weights have been doubled up to make it operate more positively. 55007, another operating lever, its associated pulls and return springs. 55008, another feed pull mechanism and its return spring. This is the rod we discussed earlier. It has the horizontal motion. I think if one considers how much use is made in this mechanism of flat strip that is only bent and not machined from the solid, we see what I think indicates Mr. Pouvelon's desire to have a mechanism completed as early as possible. This would refer to his desire in one of the newspaper articles to have the Easter calculator completed before his death. 55009, all the operating levers with the ratchet pulls, the ratchet wheels all removed. The lower and equally spaced count wheel right in the center in the lower section is used to give the correct program for each year when the calculator is tripped, and this of course gives the correct sequence of feeds to the various dials. 55010, a close-up of the uppermost feed ball and its lever,